Ike Stubblefield and Jeff Seip on Studio B Rewind.
Oh, goodness. A little Freedom Jazz Dance. I promised our listeners there would be heat in the airwaves, so I think we're on our way. It's Ike Stubblefield and Jeff Seip. If you're listening at home right now and you thought you just heard six people in Studio B, but it's just the two. Talk about that.
Well, every time we play together, I mean, it's sort of magical. So we, over the, what's been like 10 years now.
No, really?
Yeah, I mean, 99 is when I arrived. Mm-hmm. He introduced me to Colonel Bruce.
Right.
And a few other folks around Atlanta scene, and I guess it just kind of we need to do this like we're doing it now.
Well, there's a huge challenge in being dense and sparse at the same time. So with a duet, you don't have anybody to lean on, and you can never not play unless it's a written part, like certain intros or whatever. But the challenge for me then is how to support. But at the same time, being leading and following at the same time, it's a constant walk on a very thin line.
All right.
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, Ike, what do you feel like playing here?
Oh.
What about a Sissy Strut?
Little Meters.
Little Meters? Yeah. Okay.
All right, it's live music here in WCW Live from Studio V. Jeff Seif is on the drums. Mike Stubblefield is on the Hammond B3. And a little sissy strut. Did you see Jeff's face during that drum solo? It looked like he was ecstatic.
Yeah. I was actually levitating.
Yeah, it looked like it. I saw that. Yeah. People listening felt that. I think. That's pretty good, guys.
Oh, just starting to get warmed up.
Are you? Yeah, well, good. Ike Stubblefield over here. I'm going to read a list of some of the people Ike has played with over the years. This is just skimming the list, but the Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Ike and Tina Turner, Curtis Mayfield, Al Green, Jerry Garcia, and we go on and on. Jeff Sipe, of course. Wow.
That's just in the States.
Yeah.
Been around for, gosh, 45 years of it.
You started off with that kind of that Motown sound, I guess.
Again, I was in 1964.
Wow. What was your first gig, your first recording, or do you remember?
Actually, I was out with the Motown Review for about 2 months. So in the Motown Review, everybody went out to the same time.
Right.
But actually, Motown, a lot of people confuse me playing B3 with Motown.
Right.
There was no B3. On Motown songs.
This is what I wanted to ask you.
I don't know how that to get started. I was playing Rhodes and keyboards. The keyboard parts to those songs that were out.
Which came first? Did you like sidestep to do that, or did you start off as a keyboard player and then move over to the Hammond?
I actually started off as a drummer.
Of course.
My cousin Clyde Stubblefield was helping out with me when I was 9, 10 years old. And so I got my coordination, I guess, from that. But I always really loved organ. I was playing in church and stuff when I was 9 or 10. And then Jimmy Smith and Jack McDuff and Groove Holmes and all those legendary B3 players came into play. And I was going, that's what I can relate to.
I was thinking about those Motown sessions and those great singers and their pop songs. And I wondered what you learned from playing sort of pop songs, melodic songs with singers, how that influenced your playing?
Oh, gosh. Well, my Motown days in Detroit was really strange because, I'd have rehearsal at Motown for the show going out. And then in the evening, I'd go to the east side of Detroit and sit in with Iggy Pop and MC5 on real B3 and rock out. And then after that, I'd go into Midtown Detroit and the jazz club and play, having Jack McDuff roof, jazz organ.
That's awesome.
Kicking bass pedals. So
did you have to, like, sort of change your face?
And then go home and listen to Frank Zappa. So you go figure. I like to cook, and it's like going in the kitchen and saying, okay, what are you going to cook today?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you need the right ingredients to make it all come out right. So different players, I look at players like ingredients. What's going to work well?
I'm just a spice on the spice shelf.
A little salt shaker over here.
But he's top shelf.
He's the best salt shaker out there. It's Jeff Sipe and Ike Stubblefield. Let's get another song.
Yeah. Ike, what do you feel like?
Ooh, let's do a little backtrack.
Let's do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Ike Stubblefield and Jeff Sipe in Studio B in February 2010. This has been Studio B Rewind, produced by WNCW, a broadcast service of Isothermal Community College. Studio B sessions are produced, mixed, and engineered by Dennis Jones. The theme music is Squashing Pollyanna by the As Is Ensemble, performed live in Studio B. The show is edited by me. I'm Kim Clark. Thanks for joining us for Studio B Rewind.